Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I can definitively tell you 1,000% that tonight, when the New York Knicks take on the San Antonio Spurs in the finals of the NBA Cup, there is no requirement for the Knicks to put up a banner.
Wow.
I was under the assumption that there was. I asked somebody who would know, and they are impeccable. Basically, I asked the league, and the league has said, unless they're going to change their mind, it is up to the team. So when the Lakers put that banner up,
Whoa. That
was up to them. Now, was it strongly encouraged? Because I think sometimes there are word games being played here. Like, yes, we're not requiring it, but are we going to make a phone call and say, hey, it would really help us and it would be really good for the league for you to do this? Yeah, I think that probably happens.
Wow.
But the Lakers and the Bucks, who both have won previous NBA Cups, were not forced to put a banner up. They decided to do it on their own. So I've already gone to social media and asked the Knicks fans, what do you want to do about this? Before I give you the results, Tommy, if you win tonight, do you want a banner or do you not want a banner?
I've wrestled with this one for the last couple of days because I think that on one hand, it's a nice achievement. And you want to honor that achievement. And I've heard a lot of people screaming about, oh, you can't hang a banner. It's awful. I don't have a strong take as far as it would be a disgrace if they hung the banner. But I personally would not hang it. I would not. Considering the fact that the team hasn't won a championship in decades upon decades, I would not. Now, if they win the title this year and they want to put both banners up, I could live with something like that. But I'm not hanging a banner for winning the NBA Cup.
Would you make fun of Tommy if the Knicks hung a banner?
Can two things be true here? I would absolutely make fun of Tommy and every single Knicks fan I know. In fact, that would be the one Knicks game I would consider reaching in my own pocket to get tickets for the night they raise the banner. Now, I assume you raise a banner, we're going to do something pregame, and you know we're going to put the banner up, and I will laugh my ass off and I will make fun of him. However, they should hang the banner.
They should.
I've changed on this.
Hmm.
And even me as a Nets fan, if that putrid franchise were to ever appear in this moment, as much as I wouldn't want any part of it, if they did pull it off and win it, I believe also they should hang the banner. And just hear me out. I think this in-season tournament, I haven't hid this, most people thought it is pathetically embarrassing that Adam Silver has made basically a mockery of trying to make this sport European soccer. But the banner's not for us. The banner's not for Jalen Brunson. You know, there's a 12-year-old kid that's going to sit down and watch this game tonight where maybe in 20 years, this in-season tournament does mean something to a generation of people. And then when you look up at Madison Square Garden, you were the 12-year-old kid that watched him win the NBA Cup tonight. It's not about the 40-year-old men who have lived in NBA world where this didn't exist.
I have a compromise.
All right.
Now, the Knicks don't do this. I know the Nets do, but I think you'll be open to this change. If you go to Barclays Center, you know the division championships? There are banners for that. The Knicks actually have an Atlantic Division banner up there. I think the Nets have made it. Boy, by the way, I go to Brooklyn all the time. Now I'm not even sure if they do this. I know the Mets have done this. So maybe I'll use the Mets as an example. There is one banner at Citi Field that commemorates each of the NL East Division championships.
Right, and one for every wild card.
And one banner for the wild card victories.
Yeah.
It's one banner. And then the World Series and the pennants have their own banner.
Correct.
Okay. What I would do if I'm the Knicks and I win a championship tonight, that sounds weird, I win an NBA Cup tonight, is first of all, I would take down these division banners. It's stupid. I would make one banner. We'll call it the nice little accomplishment banner. And on that banner would write all your division titles and the NBA Cup. So it would be a part of one banner that would already exist. Does that make sense? And isn't that fair? Because then you really can't mock it. It's not just one banner for the NBA Cup. It's a banner. And I'm pretty sure the Nets did change this to where they have one banner for their Atlantic Division titles, which isn't a lot. It's only a couple. But it's one banner. So you're just tacking something on to a pre-existing banner. Your thoughts?
I like it.
Okay, yeah. I like it. I think that maybe this is because it's recency bias. I was in the building three nights ago at Madison Square Garden. For two franchises that have accomplished basically nothing for 25, 30, 40 years, there are way too many banners hanging in Madison Square Garden.
Barclays Center has a Biggie Smalls banner.
I know.
A Jay-Z banner.
Right, and a COVID mask banner.
And a COVID mask banner. Well, that's for the essential workers.
The essential workers.
Don't mock the essential workers.
I'm kind of being
a jerk right now.
No, I'm sure if you polled essential workers, they would even look up and go, I don't think I need the banner in the Nets arena. But that's neither here nor there.
The hapless Nets.
You look up, and to the left and to the right, there's a million Knicks and Rangers banners. It's just too much. So I said to say, I like your idea. However, if you do that for the Knicks, and I only say this because they are owned by the same person and company, you can't have like seven Knicks banners come down in favor of one banner encompassing everything and have the Rangers look more accomplished than the Knicks up there at the same time.
No, I think it's the same thing. I think
you got to take down some Ranger banners too.
I think when you win a division in the NBA or even in hockey, like you don't need its own banner.
We don't need the regular season champion banner the Rangers put up 2 years ago.
No, I agree with you. I think those are the ones that should just have one banner. Like, the championship and getting to the finals or World Series, fair game. The Mets, I think the Mets finally do it right. Like, it's just up there as the wild card. They don't have a 2016 and 2022 wild card banner. It's one banner.
Right.
Talking about their wild cards. Cool.
Right.
It's a history lesson for people watching. And I like that. I like the history lesson. So I think if you take the Knicks Atlantic Division titles and you just stick it on one banner and you include this NBA Cup, I don't think there's any harm or foul. You're not creating a new banner. You're not raising a new banner. You're just acknowledging an accomplishment, even if it's not the ultimate accomplishment.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it. And I think as long as it lives up there, we can always point up and laugh.
But that... shut up. The Ranger banner for the regular season trophy that they won would have been better if they had won the cup that year. Then you have both banners up because it's like a step to winning the cup. If the Knicks win the title, I think you could put up, oh, they won the division, they won the NBA Cup. It was the road to winning a championship. Then nobody would scream and yell about it. You wait till the end of the season and you hang all the banners. Where the Rangers, they got eliminated, and then the next season they hung that thing as a consolation.
Now, here's the difference, though. Last, when the Rangers did that, they didn't, like, on opening night the next night, have this big reveal of the banner. It just kind of was up there. Are the Knicks going to have a moment here where, like, next year on opening day, if they don't win the NBA Finals, there they are, raising it to the rafters as Josh Hart eats some Mike and Ikes and pulls the rope up?
Well,
is it just going to appear up there?
No, but take a deep breath. The Knicks are going to do something this year. I think it's pretty much a lock that they haven't done. They're going to win the Atlantic, right? The division still exists as much as we don't pay attention to it.
The playoffs don't even pay attention to it.
I know, but there are banners at Madison Square Garden and Barclays Center for Atlantic Division Championships, which is my point.
Yeah.
Are they going to put that banner up? Well, based on the history, they will.
So put that up in one.
But wouldn't that also be the same thing that you're mocking? Like, if the Knicks lose in the Eastern Conference semis, or dare I say quarters, the banner's still going up, and you'd probably be bitter about it. Like, oh, we have this playoff flameout. Why are we honoring this? Well, that's what they do. That's what both teams do, in fairness.
What if they rattle off, like, four NBA Cup championships in a row, though? Shouldn't that be its own banner?
But the reason why I wouldn't is because winning a division is an actual thing. Most regular season wins, I understand they honor it in hockey. It's like a made-up thing. Come on. Like, that's a ridiculous thing. Like, that hockey is made up. Where winning a division in all across sports is something you honor and appreciate. The most regular season wins in hockey.
That's the President's Trophy. Come on.
It's an actual trophy.
But it's a real thing. You're dead wrong about that.
But hockey has created that. It's not across the board.
But hockey created it from its inception. They didn't parachute in with a... Commissioner,
I know
like
that, but it's a very much a hockey thing. So for the casual sports fan, they're like, why would they do that? Where every sport, you honor somebody that wins a division.
73% say, no, don't hang the banner. So there you go.
How do you think Joe feels?
As he said yesterday, he's actively rooting against the Knicks so they don't hang the banner. No,
the real question is, how does James Dolan feel about this? Because if there was ever going to be an owner that said, not in my building, I'm not doing this, it could be him.
Well, ultimately, it's up to James Dolan. It's up to how he wants to handle this. And really, I think you almost leave it up to the players and ask them, what do you want to do? Look, the weird thing about the Cup, and I'm watching it in terms of the first rounds where it was just regular season games everyone was involved in.
Can we stop calling it the Cup?
Well, it is the Cup. It's the NBA Cup, and I'm not paid by Emirates, so I'm not going to repeat their name.
The NBA Cup. There is only one the Cup in sports.
Okay, now I'm just going to call it the Cup over and over again.
You know I'm right. That's like calling LaDainian Tomlinson LT.
Oh, that's a good one. I used to call him LDT. Very good. In watching the NBA Cup game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Games, there is more oof in those games. No question. You saw with the Knicks trying to run up the scores, right? Which they had to do because it's part of tiebreaker. So obviously, if they didn't care, they wouldn't be running up the score.
Yeah.
It's not on the level of the playoffs, no doubt about that, but it is more than your typical regular season game.
But the league makes a mockery of
it. I'm not talking about the league, though. I'm literally talking about the players.
I get it, but it's hard to watch a game and say the players get more oomph when you're staring at a cartoon character court
the
whole time.
That's fine. That's not my point. My point is about the players.
Okay.
If the players are putting more oomph in it, I would ask Jalen Brunson, the King of New York, and I would ask Karl Anthony Towns, and I would ask Mikal Bridges, if they accomplish this tonight, would you want that? I mean, leave it up to them. See what they say.
Well, and that's what's tricky about this. And, Tommy, I don't think this is the wrong thing. There's a chance that this is the only championship this core wins.
Don't take that the wrong way.
Because I say that to say, if you just slap a year on a division championship banner, those players may look back in 10 years and go, that whole run, that was our accomplishment. Okay. And maybe they would want the whole banner.
Now I know what's happening. I am in now the spider web of the coalition of
Nick Haters. I have that reputation. I'm being serious.
No, it doesn't matter if you're being serious or not. It's something that you could say maybe in 5 or 6 years from now.
Sure.
But don't put the pin in it and say this could be the only championship they ever have. If they don't win a championship and the only championship they win, you got me going now, is the NBA Cup, then they better tear the banner down.
No, tear it down.
If it's up there, get rid of it.
Tommy, to Evan's point, to ask the players what they want, don't you think a group of guys that has been this tight and everything like that, maybe they would prefer a whole banner up there because it does mean something to them. They went out to Vegas, they won this thing, and it's the only championship they have to show for their time here.
This thing? They won this thing?
Yeah. Okay, how would you call it? You're calling it the Cup. It's this
thing.
Well,
if you're going to say it's this great thing,
saying that. I'm talking from the player's point of view.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.